be in God's house. Glory to God. I'd rather be here than to be in Baptist Hospital, hadn't you? I've never been a patient there, but I spent some miserable days in Forsyth Memorial Hospital. Glory to God. I was always glad when they finally let me leave. The last time I was there, I could not get that nurse to take the IV out of my arm. I kept bugging her and fussing at her. She says, "That's the last thing I'm going to do." I said, "Yeah, but I want to get my clothes on. I want to get out of here." Glory to God. So it's good to be in the Lord's house tonight, and I'm going to minister tonight out of the book of Luke, St. Luke chapter 17. Probably not a shouting sermon, and I thought if I was to analyze my message tonight, it is a message that will be a refreshing course for you. You know, when we get our age, I don't want nothing new. I don't know what I could preach that would be new, but you know, I like the song, "Tell Me the Old Story." So as the Lord leads tonight, we're going to be talking about the old story. And I hope that God will meet with us. And all of us can say when we go home, it was good to be in God's house. Glory to God. If you found the scripture, St. Luke chapter 17, when you find it, if you would please stand with me if you're able. Glory to God. We need a button in church so on Wednesday night we could just disappear all the seats except one section maybe. Praise God. I want to begin a very familiar scripture out of the book of Luke. I want to begin in verse 32 through the remainder of that chapter. St. Luke chapter 17 verse 32. And Jesus said, "Remember Lot's wife. Whoever seeks to save his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life will preserve it. I'll tell you, in that night there will be two men in one bed. The one will be taken, and the other will be left. Two women will be grinding together. The one will be taken, and the other left. Two men will be in the field. The one will be taken, and the other left." And they asked him and said to him, "Where, Lord?" So he said to them, "Wherever the body is, there the eagles will be gathered together." Let us pray. Our eternal God, our heavenly Father, as I enter into your very presence tonight, Lord, I'm asking that you would undergird us and that you would so anoint me tonight, Father, that I can be, Lord, that mouthpiece that you called me to be. That I will minister tonight, Lord, your word. Not my word, Lord, but yours. So I pray, Father, tonight that you'll come down through the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. Not only anoint us to preach your word, but anoint every individual that's in the sanctuary that will open our ears and our hearts to hear and to receive your word. I pray, Father, any spirit, anything that would bring a binding to this service, that you're moving out, Almighty God. I'm asking that there will be liberty in your house as I endeavor to minister your word. Father, everything that's accomplished in this service, I'm going to praise you and say, "Jesus, you did it, for it's in your name I pray. Amen." Glory to God. Sometimes we feel that Wednesday night ought to be different, so I don't think so. We all need to be preached to, don't we? It's like when I used to teach Sunday school. One Sunday, I had one pupil, one boy, showed up. And I wasn't going to teach. But he said, "I need to be taught." So he wanted me to teach. When I first started, the smaller the crowd, the better I liked it. But I preached long enough to me, the larger the crowd, the better I like it. Glory to God. I want to minister from this line of thought tonight, and you don't have to say it out loud, but I want you to run this through your mind, and I want you to say, if Jesus comes tonight, if this is the night, if this is the day that Jesus comes, where will I be? I want you to meditate on that thought. If this is the night that Jesus comes, where will I be? I believe with everything church in my heart that the coming of the Lord is imminent. I believe any moment now that Jesus could step out on the clouds of glory and call away those who are ready. I believe the signs are here. Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 3, Paul said, but know this, that in the last days perilous times shall come. That's terrible times. Will you not agree with me? We, glory to God, have never seen such days as we are seeing now. Glory to God. You think about it. What Brother Chris said, what they're doing to our young people. And all that's taking place. Do you know, I grew up, glory to God, we never thought about locking the doors. We weren't afraid that anybody was going to bother us. When my brother moved to Virginia, we would go on weekends and never lock the door. But now everybody puts burglar alarms and they put cameras and they do all kinds of things. Can I tell you, we are living in terrible times, glory to God. I cannot remember, I've racked my brains, when I was in school. I don't ever remember anybody coming in and shooting anybody in school, glory to God. I don't remember a lot of things that's taking place today. Can I tell you that Paul prophesied the end time, beloved, glory to God. The end began on the day of Pentecost, when the church was birthed into existence. But you and I are living at the ending of this dispensation of grace. Can I tell you, Jesus is coming. Glory to God. And it is a fearful time, beloved, that we are living in today. Glory to God. When I was in school, I got in trouble for chewing bubble gum or chewing gum. In high school, I got in trouble, glory to God, if I came out into the hallway with my shirt tail out of my blue jeans. Can I tell you today, they can dress almost any way they want to. Glory to God. We are living in a terrible time. But I told someone at work, I said, you can't call in a home just because they're shooting at the mall, just because they're going into the restaurant and shooting people. You cannot crawl in a hole. Can I tell you what you can do? You can put your trust in Jesus Christ, and you can believe that He will protect you. Glory to God. And then if you're not protected, can I tell you, if some weirdo shoots you at the mall or at the rest home, can I tell you, it will only be a shortcut to glory. So we need to stay in Jesus. We are living in an awful, awful hour. It breaks my heart to hear things like what's happening to our young people today. Glory to God. When I was in high school, my homeroom, we always read the Bible and said the Lord's Prayer. God help us in this hour. Paul said, for the men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, heady, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. Glory to God. We are living an hour, a self-centered hour. To most people that in this hour that we're living in, it's all about me. Most people could care less if what they're doing affects you. As long as it feels good to them and it makes them happy, that's all they care about. Lovers of self, people have fell in love with their self. Glory to God. And Paul said in the last days, they would be this way. Lovers of themselves. Lovers of money. I guess people have always liked money. But we're living in an hour that ought to tell us we're living into end. Because people will do anything for money. You think about it. Our government gets a $200,000 a year job. In a few years, they're multimillionaires. Glory to God. And people will do most anything for money. And can I tell you, if you're rich tonight, there's nothing wrong with being rich. Glory to God, there's nothing wrong with having a lot of money. I've never experienced that. But it would not be wrong. It is not wrong to have money. It is the love of money that the Bible says is the root of all evil. And people have fell in love with money. Glory to God. I believe there are people that would turn against their own mother today for enough money. Glory to God. You know why it's so sad? Anything you can buy with money is temporal. It isn't going to last. It's going to wear out. It's going to decay. Glory to God. And one day you're going to have to toss it and throw it away. Glory to God. In the last days, we'll be marked by ever increasing wickedness in the world. Isn't it sad? We have to padlock the doors to the church. We have to put up security. We have to watch. Glory to God. In some churches I've talked to people, they have men walking around with guns. Glory to God. Protecting their church. When I grew up, the doors were never locked at the church. If you wanted to pray, you could go to church and you could pray. We are living tonight, church, in an evil hour. Satan is on a rampage. And he's on a rampage because he knows his time is getting shorter. Glory to God. Glory to God. As I stated, we're doing a refresher course. We've gone to the old, back to the old story tonight. There is going to be a terrible collapse of moral standards. You and I both know, all of us here at this gray-haired group, glory to God, back in our days when we was young, even people that didn't go to church had good moral standards. Now we're living an hour, almost anything goes. It don't matter what people do, they're doing it, glory to God. People in this hour, this time of the year, can dress so unholy and so ungodly. Glory to God, till it's got to be a very stinking nostrils of God. Can I tell you, we have, I'm debating on this one, but I'm going to tell you anyhow. The pastor may never get me to preach again. Glory to God. But I don't believe that you can do anything to cause people to blush anymore. You think about it. When I was a boy, if men was talking about things, they shut up when ladies came. You respected women. You didn't talk things in front of them. You didn't talk about things that today our children can watch it on TV. When I watched TV, my mother didn't want TV, but when we got TV, married couples had on their pajamas from their feet to up here, long sleeve. They got in two beds. When you watch it today coming from Hollywood, they almost nude crawling into bed together and educating our children. Glory to God, can I tell you that the morals of our country have gone down and gone down and gone down. Glory to God. And we have young women and women in this world that wear things and expose parts of their body that only their husband ought to see. We are living in a time when the morals of our country, the morals of our world are going down. It don't matter what we do, how you act or where you go. Can I tell you, Paul said, these things were going to come in the last days. I believe we're living there. I don't preach a popular message. We've gone back probably 40 years preaching holiness tonight. Glory to God. But I think we need to open our eyes and see what's going on. Glory to God. Such things that's going on in our land today. Glory to God. I could preach a long time right there because I think we're failing to let our young people know these things are wrong. Glory to God. Glory to God. Another thing is parenthood. Do you know what mothers used to be? And I'm an old country boy. If you had a sow that had pigs, you better be very careful. If that pig squealed, that sow would be on top of you in a heartbeat. There was a day, beloved, that you could not bother a child because mama's going to be there. But we are living in an hour that fathers can father a child and walk away and it don't mean anything to them. Mothers can have children and they can get rid of them. They can either abort them or give them to grandma. Glory to God, let grandma take care of them because children are in their way and they don't have time to fool with children. Can I tell you this is going on today? These things are telling us, church, that Jesus is coming. Glory to God. Can I tell you, my mother would have flew on you in a heartbeat if you'd have bothered one of her children. Glory to God. But you take it. If I'd have been smart enough, I could have looked up and found some statistics. So many today, you see, old folks like me and Judy raising children because parents don't want them. This is a sign of the end time. Glory to God. I have 4 pages. I've covered this much on 1 page. I don't know if I'll get all this or not. The only difference in me and Brother Green is if he don't finish it, he knows he's coming right back. But it may be 2 or 3 months before I come back. Glory to God. Jesus compares, and I'm going to try to speed it up. Jesus compares the day of his return to the times of Noah and Lot. Before the flood, people lived normal lives. They kept on eating, they kept on drinking, they kept on marrying. Can I tell you that some of the old timers misunderstood the days of Noah and the days of Lot? It wasn't talking about being married and divorced and remarried as they thought, glory to God, but they lived normal lives, glory to God. They just kept on eating and drinking and marrying and going about their normal thing, glory to God. Yet, beloved, they failed to take seriously Noah's preaching of judgment. When the flood did come, they were unprepared. Everyone perished. Noah preached 120 years, and I used to motivate myself, and I would think he preached 120 years, not one convert. Glory to God. Can I tell you tonight, church, the wrath of God is coming on America. The judgment of God is going to spread across the whole world. Glory to God. And you and I need to not be like the children were, the people were in Noah's day. I don't want to get ahead of my outline, and I might. I could forget it and just preach it, but I want to kind of stick to it. Go to God. Noah said a flood's coming. 6 days Noah sat up in that ark. Can you imagine? They thought, what an old fool that man is. He built a boat, sat in it on dry land. And all them stinking animals that's inside, they left him to scorn, church. But can I tell you tonight, on the 7th day, God shut that door and judgment fell upon them all. Glory to God. The same in sort of in Lot's day. The angel of God told Lot, get your family, get them out of here. They left him to scorn. Glory to God. In the days of Lot. You see, in Lot's day, people were devoted to earthly pursuits. They ate, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, and they built. These people were preoccupied with their own pursuits, unaware that they were on their way to judgment. Glory to God. So this is why God put it in, and I'm going to go even further. Why, when he compared Noah's day, Lot's day to today, is they didn't want to hear the word of God. They didn't want to hear the truth. They didn't want to believe God's going to rain judgment upon us, not God. And can I tell you, that's where we are today. When I get to heaven, no allergies. People do not want to hear the truth. Can I tell you, the average church-going person in America, they want to go Sunday morning to soothe the conscience. They want the preacher to preach how good God is. They want the preacher to stand at the back door and tell them you're okay no matter how you're living. People today want to live ungodly. They want to indulge in the sinful pleasures of this world. They want to act, beloved, like the world and be like the world and come to church Sunday morning and hear only that God's a God of love. Can I tell you that God is a God of love, but he is also a consuming fire. Glory to God. And what you and I need today, beloved, is pray, God, send men like we have as our pastor that will preach to us the word of God, that will preach to us the truth. Can I tell you, I've used this for years. I don't want the preacher to tell me I'm all right if I'm not all right. Glory to God. How terrible it is when multitudes are being deceived that will tell you they're a Christian and they're going to heaven. Glory to God. When I believe tonight that the majority of people that sits on a pew in the house of God in America have never experienced the Lord Jesus Christ is the personal Savior. We are living at the coming of Jesus Christ. And men don't want to hear the truth. I want to hear the truth. If I have to shine my shoe after every service, I have the little shoes on thing. It's not hard for me to shine them. I just slide right over it. Go over to God. I want to know the truth. Back before we had these little things on the phone, which I don't like them. I don't hardly ever even think about using them. I like to know where I'm going. Glory to God. But beloved, when I used to, and we men don't like to ask directions. We like to go. We got a tank of gas. We're running around the world trying to find where we're going. But I've stopped a few times and asked people, if I was in your neighborhood and I was lost and I'm trying to get back to Thomasville, I wouldn't want you to give me wrong direction. I'd wind up in Salisbury somewhere. Can I tell you, my heart's desire's heaven. I don't want somebody to give me wrong instructions. I want to know what's truth. I want to know how I have to live, what I got to do. Because when I come to the end of the journey, I want to live with Jesus. I don't want to come to the end of the journey and found out too late I've been deceived all these years. Glory to God. We are living at the coming of Jesus. I don't know if I'm going to get through or not. Glory to God. See if I can find where we are. Glory to God. The people were preoccupied with their own pursuits. They too were unprepared when God rained brimstone and fire on Sodom and Gomorrah. Opportunity for salvation passed them by, and divine judgment overtook them. When Christ returns, that same indifference and complacency will prevail. People will not discern the times in which they live because of being weighted down with the cares of the world. Beloved, aren't you glad? Can I tell you, we are Pentecostals, and when you think this thing in the depth, we ought to come every service and praise God. The majority of people just don't see Jesus is coming. They don't see it. They don't want to see it. Satan's got them blinded. And most people think God's a God of love.
He ain't going to do nothing to me. Glory to God. I can live like the devil when I come to the end. That preacher's going to preach me into heaven. God, help us tonight not to get deceived. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. When Jesus comes, we must be free from attachment to earthly things. We must be committed in our heart to the kingdom of God. And I'm going to have to hurry and not do much talking if I finish my outline. The coming of the Son of Man calls for wholehearted devotion to Him. God's a jealous God. Worldly concerns and love for material possessions have fatal consequences. Jesus said, remember Lot's wife. To put it funny there, I had an uncle named, we called him Not. In the youth, when we was asked to do a Bible verse, my cousin, bless his heart, jumped up and said, remember Not's wife. He meant Lot, but he said Not. Glory to God. You see, Lot's wife serves as a warning against becoming attached to worldly pursuits and possessions. Noah's wife came close to escaping the doom of the city of Sodom. And I want you to see what a lot of preachers don't preach today. Lot's wife had left the city of sin. She was on the road to safety. But in her heart, she loved the things of the world more than she loved God. Think about it. I knew this wouldn't be a shout. It's a refreshing because I want us to get to heaven. Lot's wife, I want you to get this. Lot's wife left the city of sin, was walking in obedience to God because God said, get out of the city. God said, I'm going to rain fire and brimstone and destroy it. Get out of it. She started. But Lot's wife had a love for the things in Sodom more than she had a love for God. And you know the story. Lot's wife turned to look at the city, and Lot's wife was turned into a pillar of salt. And she was caught up in the judgment that rained upon Sodom. How now, can I tell you, church, now is the time to set our hearts on Jesus Christ and eternal things. Everything that you and I possess is temporal. No matter how beautiful your home is, no matter how much you love your automobile, no matter what your hobbies are, can I tell you, we need to hold everything we have with a loose hand. And we'll live in an hour when church people need to fall in love with Jesus Christ like you've never done before. Glory to God. Don't be deceived. So many are being told it's all right. This is the 21st century. Things are different. Can I tell you, in this 21st century, things are different. But the Bible says that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I used to tell people, if my grandmother couldn't do it, neither can her grandson do it. Glory to God. We're going to have to line up with the book. Glory to God. I believe with all of my heart that it's not the church do's and don'ts. I am opposed to churches that have rules of do's and don'ts. To be a member here, you got to do, you can't do. I'm opposed to that. But I'm not opposed when the Bible says you can't do this, you can't do that. If you want to go when Jesus comes, glory to God. At the coming of Jesus, he says, there's going to be a division. Glory to God. On that day, two people, husband and wife, will be in the same bed. One will be taken and one will be left. Again, two women will be grinding grain together. One will be taken and one left. Two men will be working in the field. One will be taken and one will be left. People interpret the scripture in different ways. Can I tell you, I believe that all of these people were church-going people. The difference is, one loved God with all of their heart, and the other one did not. They wanted to hold on to the things of this world. Remember the days of Noah. They knew not till it was too late. Jesus said, no man knoweth the hour, not even the angels in heaven. But look at the signs, church. Will you not agree with me? It cannot be much longer. I don't even watch news because it's so depressing. Glory to God, when you hear us poor little innocent children being killed and so much that's going on. And glory to God, I've seen, glory to God, where I used to go to church where that lady, I forget the name of their ministry, she brought and she showed films of how that our young girls are getting caught up and what they're sending those poor girls through, beloved. Can I tell you, we are going to be living in the last days because Satan is on a rampage. Glory to God. So don't become careless and say, I know the Lord's coming, but not now. And don't get caught up and say, hey, Grandma talked about the coming of the Lord. If Grandma talked about it, how much closer is this coming for Grandma's grandson? Think about it. Go over to God. In verse 37 says, and they answered and said to him, that's to Jesus, we're Lord. So he said to them, wherever the body is, there the eagles will be gathered together. Different Bible scholars have a different meaning right here. Glory to God. But this is how God opened it to me. If you're wondering what is meant by body and eagles, beloved, I see this, that the body is Jesus Christ himself. And the eagles are the watchful saints who will not be taken unawares when Jesus comes. And they will be caught up to meet him in the air. In the corresponding passage in Matthew 24 and 28, the word carcass is used instead of the word body. This is fitting because Christ is our Redeemer preeminently by his death. It is what Jesus did on the cross of Calvary. God help our preachers to cease to preach on the cross. And the ready saints will be gathered to him as eagles gather about a body to feed upon it. You will note that in the verses just preceding this, where I've already gone over, glory to God, that Jesus talks about some will be taken, some will be left. The disciples, not fully understanding what Jesus meant, ask him where the missing ones will be. Jesus says, wherever the body is, there the eagles will be gathered together. That is to say, where I am, there you will be. I ask you in the beginning, if this is the day Jesus comes, where will you be? You know where I want to be? With the missing. It don't matter to me where Jesus is. I want to be with him. And can I tell you, church, we're going to have to realize, and not too many people preach this. This is old-time holiness way. glory to God, preaching, because most preachers today tell you, if you come and you say you're a Christian, it don't matter how you live, when Jesus comes, you're going to be gone. Can I tell you, I do not say it that way, glory to God. I believe if you're going to go when Jesus comes, you're going to have to love Jesus Christ more than you love anything in this world. Jesus Christ is going to have to be first in your life. He's going to have to mean more to you than anything else in this world. Think about it. I don't know if I've ever had this thought until praying over this message. We want to be in the bride, right? Jesus is the groom. He's coming to get a bride. You think about it. Prior to your marriage to your spouse tonight, would you have wanted to marry your spouse if they loved somebody more than they loved you? Would you have wanted to marry your spouse if your wedding is Saturday and Friday that person is sleeping with somebody else? Glory to God. Can I tell you, church, the church is about to wake up. God's not going to go out in the things of this world looking for his bride. Glory to God. Jesus wants a church, a bride without spot or blemish. He wants a bride that's true to him, that's in love with him. Glory to God. Glory to God. I would to God I could preach this line of thought to the whole church. And I'm not talking about this church. I'm talking about the whole church world, beloved. Glory to God, I'm afraid too many of us have fallen asleep. We've become relaxed, glory to God. And beloved, the trumpet's going to sound, beloved, one day. And it could be this one. I've read the book from cover to cover. There's not one thing, beloved, that you can say, this has got to happen first. Can I tell you, the next great event on God's timetable, glory to God, is for him to say, son, go get your bride and bring him home. And we're going to have a wedding like you've never seen before. Glory to God. Glory to God, it's my desire to be in the bride. And I want to love Jesus more than I love anything. Glory to God. Will you not agree with me, church? This isn't what's preached in most churches. Preachers are patting folk on the back, and that's what they want. They want those attaboys. Glory to God. Can I tell you, the spiritual world is like natural worlds. If I do a good job on my job, I attaboy don't pay no bills. Think about it. I tell them, don't give me an attaboy. Give me something to put back here. If you want to help me, glory to God. Attaboys won't help me, beloved, spiritually, if you're telling me, boy, you're all right, if I'm not all right. Where would you be if Jesus came tonight? Glory to God. I'm afraid that most folk won't be ready. And can I tell you, with this corrupt news people that we have, if the rapture took the place tonight, tomorrow they would be explaining us away where we've gone. They would brainwash the people like they're brainwashing people today. Can I tell you, they're brainwashing our children. They're changing the history books, glory to God. It's so sad to me that they don't want this younger generation to know that America was founded on Christianity, that America is a great nation, became a great nation because our forefathers left the other countries and came in this country, and they put God first. They even put in God we trust on our money, glory to God, and people feared God, and they lived for God, and God honored the people, beloved, our forefathers, and this nation, which was a little nation, just a little band of people that came to America. God has turned America into one great nation. But can I tell you, the doom of God's coming, because we're living in a land, beloved, where there are more and more false teaching. There's more and more gods that's not gods that are being worshipped. They're building a temple right over there close to where I work, and I thank God every day that I've not been deceived like those people. They gather together early in the morning, glory to God, and they're worshiping a God who does not exist. And I always say, thank you, Lord. I'm not worshiping a God that doesn't exist, but I'm worshiping him who created all things, the God who spoke to nothing, and nothing stood up and said, what do you want me to do? Aren't you glad you haven't been deceived tonight? Aren't you glad that Jesus lives in your heart? Aren't you glad you have that hope tonight? Glory to God. If he came tonight, glory to God, you could be gone. Glory to God. As much as I like my old car, you know, I'm like the preacher. He told us one time, he said, get everything you can on a credit. He says, when Jesus comes, let the devil pay for it. Glory to God. Glory to God. By my watch, I got about 2 minutes left. So I rushed through to bring a refresher to us, church. Jesus is coming. The world's not looking for him. The Bible says, in such an hour as you think not, look outside these walls. If people really believed that Jesus was coming, this place would be packed out tonight. In fact, we would have to probably drag out chairs because people would want to get to where Jesus is and make sure they're all right. But you see, Satan's deceiving people, and people are being just lullabied to sleep. Glory to God. But can I tell you, this country boy wants to plant my feet one day on the streets of gold. I want to be wherever Jesus is. Glory to God. I've reached the age till sometimes, glory to God, it's easier or harder, I should say, to find a spot that don't hurt than it is that does hurt. But think about it, folk. Sister, you won't need this over there. I won't even need little glasses over there. Be no more hurt, no more sorrow. Glory to God, and do you not talk a lot. Since we've been coming to church, every time we turn around, somebody that's affiliated with this church is passing away. At one time, I told you, I said, I don't know about that church. People keep dying in that church. Glory to God. But can I tell you, church, my heart leaps with joy over there. There'll be no more death, no more sorrow. Jesus is coming. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad that you can go back and be with him? Glory to God. I would like for us, and I'm going to quit. I could preach on and on tonight. But I want you, if you would, to stand with me. And if you really want to go, if you really want to be prepared, because I believe Jesus is coming back for a people that's prepared. People that's looking for him. Glory to God. So this is not a shouting sermon, but if you really want to be ready, I want you to tell Jesus. I want you to tell Jesus in your own words, Lord, I want to be ready. Can I tell you my daily prayer is, Lord, I'm not too smart, but I'm smart enough to know, Lord, without you, I cannot make it. Why don't you tell him, spend 2 or 3 minutes here in the house of God saying, Lord, I want to be ready. And Lord, you keep me. Lord, if I have a tendency to turn around like Lot's wife did, Lord, you prevent me from turning around. Lord, you keep me over to God because I don't want to get a little ways out of this, out of the judgment of God. I want to get all the way out from under the judgment of God, and I want to live with Jesus. Can you tell him, glory to God? Glory to God. When I was a boy, if this question had been asked, it would have been more noise than you calling those hogs. Glory to God. I want to be ready when Jesus comes. I hope I've shared something with you tonight that will be a reminder. We can't live in a way we want to. The Bible says this body belongs to God. It's his. Glory to God. And what good is it? The Bible says, what doth it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? Glory to God. Do you love God tonight? Can you just wave at me, do something to let me know that you love the Lord? Glory to God. When you get home, maybe you can get by your bed and tell the Lord you want to go. You want to be ready. Glory to God. Can I tell you, we think sometimes on Wednesday night because we've been in the way a long time. Can I tell you, I started this journey in 1963. You do the math and you'll see how long I've been fighting this thing. 60 years I've been following the Lord. But can I tell you, church, 60 years doesn't mean I've got it made. 60 years haven't crossed the finish line yet. And the devil is fighting today like he's never fought before. You hear more and more pastors shutting their Bibles, closing the doors to the church. So if you think I missed the mark, no. We need to know Jesus is coming, and we haven't made it yet. We're still here in this journey. We're still fighting over to God. But I'm telling you, church, I've dreamed about going to heaven. Over to God. What a wonderful feeling it was. And he could come tonight. Can I tell you, in trying to close, if Jesus comes tonight, I want to look through the clouds of glory and see every one of you and shout out, "Hey, brother! We're going home, brother! It's over! Hallelujah! Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Glory to God. Would it not be wonderful, church?" Hallelujah. One day it's going to be a reality. And it could be this one. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. When you don't have nothing to pray about, pray for me, will you? I need it. I want to be a light wherever I go. And you know what, church? I've not beat anybody over the head, but on my job, nobody talks ugly in front of me. If they do, they apologize. I want to be a light for Jesus. And I want to see all of you in heaven. Glory to God. Anybody got anything you'd like to say before I pray and dismiss us? I didn't do too bad. It's 3 after. That clock's got 1 after. That one's got 2. That's almost like at our house. Glory to God, that Google thing had one time. The stove had one time. The microwave had another. So I said, "You look here. Which time is right?" She says, "Probably Google is right." Anybody, got anything you'd like to say? Has it been good to be in God's house? Continue to pray for us. Continue to pray for all the needs. Pray for our pastor that he'll enjoy himself and come back raring to put it on a Sunday. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, as I approach your throne, thank you so much, Lord. Glory to God for being here in this midst tonight. Thank you, Lord, for these who said attentively as I shared my heart. I pray, Lord, that somewhere in this message we'll get a hold of a nugget that we can take with us that will enable us, Lord, to stay true to you, be prepared, not caught unaware, but we'll be looking for you, Lord, so we can go home when you come for us. Go with us, keep us the remainder of this week. Father, I ask in Jesus' name, amen.